Welcome to this heatwave guide, where we're making a movement heavy wobble bass in Ableton Live 12, then resampling it into fresh audio phrases, so it feels like classic jungle and old school DNB. We're aiming for that gritty, unstable, energetic bass character that sounds alive in the drop, not just designed in a vacuum. The big idea is simple: build a bass patch, animate the wobble, print it to audio, chop up the best parts, and then shape everything so it sits properly in a drum and bass mix. This is a really powerful workflow, because you're not only sound designing, you're turning the sound itself into part of the arrangement. First, set your project up for drum and bass. Get the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, keep it in 4/4, and think in 8-bar phrases so you've got room to develop the sound. If you're monitoring the master early, that's fine, but don't start over-limiting things yet. You want headroom while you build. Now create a MIDI track and load up Waveatable. If you prefer, Operator can work too, but Waveatable will get you there faster for this lesson. Start with a saw or square style sound on oscillator 1, then add a second oscillator with a little detune for width and thickness. Keep the unison modest. You're not making a huge super saw here. You want something more like a re-style mid bass with attitude. Set up a low pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB, and add a little drive. Keep the envelope snappy, with a fast attack and a short to medium decay. If the sound feels too plucky, open it up a bit. If it feels too flat, add a little more filter movement and harmonic weight. The goal is a bass that can wobble, breathe, and growl, not one that disappears after the first hit. Next, let's add the wobble. One easy way is with auto filter after Waveatable. Use a low pass mode, add a little drive, and automate the filter frequency over time. You can draw slow sweeps for tension, faster 1/8 or 1/16 movement for wobble energy, and sudden dips for that old-school stutter feel. If you have Max for Live, an LFO map to the filter cutoff works brilliantly too. Just keep the modulation musical. The point is movement, not chaos. You can also build some motion directly inside Waveatable with its own modulation. Try moving Waveatable position, filter cutoff, or even a tiny amount of oscillator pitch. Even subtle changes can make the sound feel more alive before you ever resample it. Now let's shape the bass chain for DNB. A good starting chain is Waveatable, Saturator, EQ8, Auto Filter, Drum Boss or Roar, then Utility. Saturator gives you harmonic density and helps the bass translate on smaller speakers. Use a few dB of drive, switch on soft clip if needed, and trim the output so you're not slamming the next device. With EQ8, clean up the sub rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz if necessary, cut mud in the 200 to 400 Hz range if the sound gets cloudy, and be careful not to overdo the boosts. If you want more bite, a gentle boost in the upper mids can help, but don't turn the bass into a harsh mess. Drum bus is great if you want extra punch and roughness. Use it lightly at first, a small amount of drive, a touch of crunch if needed, and maybe a little transient enhancement can bring the bass forward. Roar is also excellent if you want darker, nastier harmonics and a more aggressive old-school feel. And with Utility, keep the low end centered. If needed, mono everything below around 120 Hz so the sub stays solid. Now write the MIDI. This is where the bass becomes musical. Work mostly with the root note, octave jumps, the minor third, the fifth, and maybe the occasional passing note or chromatic move for tension. Minor keys work especially well here, so try D minor, F minor, or G minor. Rhythm is just as important as pitch. Jungle and old-school DNB basslines love syncopation, gaps, and call-and-response phrasing. Try placing a note on beat 1, then answering on the offbeat, or holding a note across the snare, so the wobble becomes part of the groove. In an 8-bar loop, keep the first couple bars simple, then add variation with octave jumps or more open filter movement in later bars. That keeps the line from sounding like a static loop. Also, don't be afraid to leave little holes. Tiny gaps in the bass line let the drums snap through, and that's a huge part of the classic DNB feel. Here comes the important part, resampling. Once the bass sounds good, print it to audio. You can do this by creating a new audio track set to resampling, arming it, and recording the bass in real time. Or you can freeze and flatten the track if your chain is settled. You can even export the clip and drag it back into the project. The point is to capture the performance, not just the patch, and treat that resample like a performance take. Don't only chase the cleanest version. Sometimes the best jungle moments come from little uneven wobble timings, small level jumps, or filter moves that feel slightly too expressive. That's the magic. Print a few takes if you can, with slightly different filter automation or subtle changes in detune and velocity. Then choose the one that works best with the drums, not just the one that sounds biggest in solo. Once you've got the audio, start chopping it up. Right-click the resampled clip and use Slice to new MIDI track, or just work with audio slices manually. Slice by transients, 1/8 notes, or even 1/4 notes depending on how musical the phrase is. Now you can play the bass like an instrument again, but this time with all the character of the resample baked in. This is where one bass take becomes multiple phrases, fills, stabs, and call and response ideas. After that, process the resample for mix readiness. Use EQ8 to clean up any low rumble and control the muddy area around 250 to 400 HE if needed. A little more saturator can help the resample feel denser. Glue compressor can work if the dynamics are jumping around too much, but keep it gentle. You want maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, not a crushed brick. The bass should feel controlled, not flattened. Now think like an arrangement producer. A great jungle or old-school D&B bass line doesn't stay identical for the whole tune. Start with a filtered teaser in the intro, then bring in the full wobble for the first drop, and follow that with a chopped resampled variation a few bars later. You can even create different versions of the same resample. One restrained and filtered, one open and distorted, one chopped and reversed, and one with a little octave up accent. That gives you progression, without having to invent a brand new sound every section. A few pro tips really help here. Keep the low end mono. Don't overfilter the sound, or you'll lose the note identity. Don't distort too early and too hard, or you'll turn the groove into mush. And always check the bass against the full break, not just in solo. A bass sound that feels huge by itself can disappear once the kick, snare, and amen are back in the mix. Also, use clip gain creatively. A slightly quieter clip can hit the distortion more musically than a hot one. And if the groove feels stiff, humanize the MIDI before resampling with small velocity changes and slightly different note lengths. That tiny bit of imperfection makes the audio print feel much more human and much more like a real performance. If you want a strong intermediate challenge, build a 4-bar wobble loop in a minor key, resample it 3 times with different amounts of filter motion and drive, then chop each version differently and arrange them across 16 bars. Add 1 reversed hit, 1 octave up accent, and 1 silence or gap moment. The goal is to make the second version feel heavier, more rhythmic, and more like a performance than the original loop. So to recap, build the bass patch in Waveedable or Operator, add wobble movement with filter automation or modulation, shape it with saturation and EQ, write a musical D&B-friendly MIDI phrase, resample it to audio, chop and rearrange the slices, and then clean it up so it hits hard without muddying the mix. That's the heart of this workflow. It's one of the best ways to get that classic jungle and old-school D&B energy, because the sound design becomes the arrangement. If you want, I can also make you a matching 8-bar MIDI pattern, or a device-by-device Ableton rack version of this exact bass chain.